It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Yes, indeed. You're welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter. This episode is with myself, Jeremy, and Katie. I'm in Adrian's seat and Katie is in my seat keeping it warm. And I just want to let you know, if you're new to this podcast, did you know that we have literally hundreds and hundreds of episodes on our Spotify channel? So if you go to our Spotify or go to your Spotify and do a search for Opinions Matter, you'll see all the episodes that we have there. And there are, I think there's nearly 800 at this stage, maybe more. So there's lots of back episodes for you to listen to. Topics about everything. Can I also remind you as well, as you're listening to this podcast, to, if you want to be added to our WhatsApp channel. And our WhatsApp channel is where we tell you when the show is live. We tell you when the episodes are posted to Spotify. So if you want to be a member of our WhatsApp channel, simply text WhatsApp add me to 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Simply send the words add me and you will be added to our WhatsApp channel. We don't spam you. We don't send you loads and loads of messages. Two messages at most every day, just telling you when the podcast is up. So add me to 085-825-2626. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode? It's something we have never, which is hard to believe, in nearly 1,000 episodes that we've done of this podcast, we've never discussed this or anything like it. And it came into us last night from a listener by the name of Becky. Now, Becky, regular listener to the podcast, she has a boyfriend who is from Luton in North London, just outside London, Luton. And Becky got on to us last night and she sent the following message, which has annoyed a lot of people. It's driven a lot of you mad. She says, "Can you please debate this? My boyfriend is from Luton. He was over last weekend in Dublin and we decided to go to a well-known pub in my area for Saturday night as we knew there was live music on. But I was shocked when the two lads started singing anti-English songs. That's not all they sang. They sang pop songs, but they sang a lot of anti-English songs or Republican songs. I don't know any of these songs, but one was called Black and Tans, which is a song myself and Katie both know very well. I'm sure most of you would as well. And we couldn't believe it. And Andy, who I assume is her boyfriend, said to me, 'How is this allowed?' He felt a bit uncomfortable and asked, 'Could we leave? Why is this going on in 2025? She says, "Can you talk about this, please?" And that is from Becky. Now, Katie has a lot to say about this. Now, it's not about your opinion and my opinion, and we're going to ask your opinion in a sec, but it's about you guys. It's about your opinion. So if you want to give your opinion on this, this is your chance now. My God, the amount of messages on her Facebook page about this was unreal. 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Now, looking at the comments on Facebook, Katie, nobody has sympathy for Becky, and I understand that, and I'll tell you why. Because unless you're English, you can't understand how that made him feel. We're not English, so we don't understand how that made him feel. Correct? So I'm not surprised that a lot of you have no sympathy and you're all saying, "I'll go back to England and what do you expect, blah, 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 blah." However, you have to put yourself in his shoes. He's an English man that came over to Ireland. He loves Ireland. His girlfriend, Becky, is from Ireland. And he didn't expect to hear anti-English song. So I want to try and turn this on his head, and I'll give my opinion in a few minutes, and I'm sure it'll piss some of you off. I don't care. Cope with it. Cope better. Put yourself in his shoes. You go to a pub in England, and I don't even know if there's anti-Irish songs. I couldn't tell you if there are, but you're in a pub in England and they start doing anti-Irish chants and stuff like that. So try and put yourself in his shoes. And I know you're all saying, it's Ireland, we can do what we want. But according to Becky, it's 2025, we need to move on. So Katie, what do you think?
Well, Ireland didn't try to invade the UK. They tried to invade us. They tried to take over. So the context is completely out. Why would they be singing anti-Irish songs? Like, we were the victims, first of all. So, yeah. And we're trying to imagine, you're saying imagine how he feels. Maybe he's embarrassed about the fact that his grew up and is from, or barbarians.
English people aren't embarrassed by the history. He didn't.
It's a great song.
The Black and Tans.
Yeah, it's a deadly song.
I'll have to look up the lyrics again to see exactly what it... has he not got a... Okay, he obviously has a right. And for those of you given out about it. You're the same people who are always going on about free speech and people should be... He's allowed to be offended by it, by the way. People are allowed to be offended by something if they want to.
But saying, think of how he feels.
That's what I'm asking you to do.
What his people did to our people.
Well, that's not his people. It's not his people.
But he's offended on behalf of what's of the song. So yeah, it is his people.
30s,
like, if he's offended about this, then it's his people he's offended by. But like, I'm sorry, you can't... We're entitled to our history. Why should we dilute our history to placate the people who tried to invade our country, murdered and slaughtered, you know, Irish people, innocent Irish people?
Okay, but if you were, say I'm a DJ, yeah? If I was DJing at a party tonight and it was a party for a couple who just got married, yeah? Mm-hmm. And the husband or the wife were English, I wouldn't play rebel songs at it. Why wouldn't I?
Well, if it was their party specifically, yeah, that's different. Because it would be your party. This is a venue, but if this was a room full of English people and in a party for an English person, obviously you wouldn't play it because they'd be paying you to do a service. This is an Irish bar,
get the difference.
That's having what I'd assume was a trad night.
Well, it was a live music night. Yeah,
Where is the bar?
What?
Where is the bar?
Don't want to name it at the moment.
Tell me.
What?
Me off air, I would like to go. I love a bar that plays little Irish rebel songs. There's my favourite parts of town are bars that would play the little Irish trad songs. They're the best, I'm telling you.
But again, you're not English, so you wouldn't get that. But you say your dad is French.
Yeah.
No, I don't even know if there's anti-French songs.
There's a lot of nations that are very angry with the French over things that have happened in history. Would I get offended? No, because I'm sure the French did things that, you know, people would be offended. And we have a right here in Ireland to still be... You know, to hold on to our history. And people say, let it go. Why should we? It's our history.
Okay, so you think he needs to get over himself?
Get over yourself. Get a life. Stay in Luton.
Yeah, but the people who...
Go home.
The people who are saying he should get over it, yeah, are the same people. I'm just looking at some of the comments on Facebook. A lot of the people who are saying he needs to get over and all that are wearing English football jerseys in their profile
it's
pictures.
It's the context.
Okay. But what is the difference? I said to you, if I was DJing at a party and the husband was English, do you think it'd be okay... for me to play Come Out Your Black and Tans to an English groom?
No, but you're playing to your party.
No, but if they're not offensive songs, what's the problem?
They're not offensive. People choose to be offensive. Is taken, not given, right? It's a song about Irish history, about our history, okay? What happened over here, you know, was disgraceful. It was just barbaric, you know, and honestly...
Why were you around for it?
I actually went to see the ferry. Did you go see the ferryman and the Gaiety?
No, I didn't.
It's about the... I swear to God, go and see it. It will just make you cry, some parts of it. It will infuriate you. The parts of it that will make you so angry. But it's our history, and why should it be diluted?
Okay. So he should have just sat there even though he was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or get out and shut up.
Okay, lots
or
of...
Or go home. Don't go into Irish bars then.
Stay out of Irish bars. Okay, no English allowed in Irish bars. There's a lot of you getting in on this. We'll come to you in a second. Here's Jonathan.
What is wrong with people? We have a history. We have a culture. We have songs about our history and our culture. If people come into this country and don't like that, there's nobody forcing them to stay and listen to it. This anti-Irish nonsense, especially from Irish people, does my nothing. We have a history, we have a culture, like I said. Songs are written about it, like I've said. And it's ours. Why should we give all these things up because people from outside this country find them uncomfortable or offensive? I'm tired of the narrative, as you well know from me. I'm tired of this narrative of just everything Irish is bad, 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 bad. You can't sing a song anymore. You can't say a thing. You can't slag anybody. It's a nonsense, boys and girls. Our songs, our history, our culture. If you don't like it, there's boats and planes leave this country every day to go all over the world. They even go to Luton. All right, if it's uncomfortable, don't sit there and listen to it. Go somewhere else. Cheers, boys and girls.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Let me just address Jonathan's message that we played before the break there. And a lot of what you're saying, yeah, I agree with Jonathan. But I know from talking to you in the past that you were quite religious, Jonathan. And I'm wondering how you would feel if you went into a pub. No, I don't even know if there's anti-religious songs like Fuck the Pope or something like that.
Would you go into...
Let me just ask the question to Jonathan. As someone who's quite religious and proud of your Catholicism, which you're entitled to be, I wonder how you would feel if you went into a pub and they start singing something about Catholics.
Sorry, Can we just go back over what happened here? England tried to invade...
Yeah, but we're talking about history.
Ireland. It doesn't matter. It wasn't the other way around. And can I ask you, would you go in, if you're in Belfast, would you go into a bar with a Union Jack on it? Honestly, would you go in for a drink?
I'll tell you, because I want to go to Martin first. I will tell you that story in a few minutes because I think it's quite pertinent to what we're talking about.
Okay.
Martin, how are you? You're on Opinions Matter. How are things?
Not too bad.
Good. Now, what do you want to say about this?
I just think that your mom needs to wind her neck in a small bit.
Well, she was upset that her boyfriend was felt uncomfortable in the pub. She's quite entitled to feel.
That's too bad for her. Like, at the end of the day, listen, I tell you, she's from the Republic of Ireland, yeah?
She is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And she has an English boyfriend, correct?
Correct.
Well, listen, I tell you, I guarantee you right now, if she had a Japanese boyfriend, or she had a boyfriend from Mexico, or she had a boyfriend from Nigeria, I guarantee you that same woman would be up standing on the table singing along to them songs. How about that?
But, I don't...
I guarantee you she would. She's only out getting upset now because she has an English boyfriend and his feelings are hurt.
Yeah, but
them songs are Irish songs, and that's it. They're always going to be played. And if he doesn't like it, get up out of the pub and leave it and go somewhere where they're playing something else.
The point is, and someone from, and like, I think the country that sends the most tourists to Ireland, if I'm not mistaken, is England. More tourists from England come to Ireland than any other country in the world.
I only had two of my own English friends across from Newcastle 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so you have. English people coming over all the time Ireland. And surely I would have thought that we want to welcome these people, do we not?
Oh, sure, they're more than welcome. They're all welcome. No problem there.
Okay, but it's not very welcoming. And you would feel the same way if you went into a pub, say you went into an English pub and you were in Spain or something.
I go all the time.
And they started playing anti-Irish songs. We all get offended when our own country is insulted. We do. Well, so everybody in the comments making out that, snowflake, why are you offended? You would be equally offended if
they were playing anti-Irish songs in a pub and I'm over there and they're playing anti-Irish songs. You know what it is? So I do. I finish my pint and I get up and I go somewhere else.
Why do you do that though? It's only a song.
That's the end of it.
But why do you do that? It's only
I didn't tell you I was offended.
May I ask you a question, Jeremy?
If I was offended.
Ask me. Maybe I'm asking you honestly. Maybe it's small-minded of me. I was in Belfast about a year ago, a weekend away with my husband and two other couples. And any bar that had a Union Jack flag and Union Jack flags hanging off the front of it, I refused to go into.
Oh, but you wouldn't feel comfortable in them.
No, it's not. It's not a comfortable thing. I just wouldn't go into one.
Okay.
I wouldn't go, is that small-minded of me?
Well, no, I wouldn't go into it either because I wouldn't feel comfortable. But I
just hate on Irish soil seeing Union Jacks hanging from bars.
I have been in pubs before during the Troubles when I used to go up north all the time to my friend who was in college up there, and she brought me to bars sometimes, and they'd play "God Save the Queen" at the end of the night as the national anthem and stuff like that.
I'd be gone.
Yeah, but not when there's a pub full of loyalists around you. You wouldn't dare.
I wouldn't
get up
go into a pub full of loyalists.
Well, there you go. I didn't know at the time, and the point is that I was saying is, why would you walk out of a pub if you heard an anti-Irish song?
But that's where you're getting me wrong, because I didn't say that.
Well, you said you might get up and leave, did you not?
If I got offended, I'd get up and leave. I didn't tell you I'd get offended.
So you wouldn't get offended if
I said if I got offended, I'd get up and leave.
But we were the victims, Jeremy. So why would they be playing anti-Irish songs? We're playing songs, you know, based on the history of what they did to us. The context is completely different.
Okay, I have a message that will interest you that just came in from Will. For you, Katie, I assume.
You right there, guys? Just listening to the lady there, and I think that's such a shame now. I've got to say, I've been living in Ireland with my family for 15 years now, and it's great when you go to the pubs and they're playing all this live music, but there's got to be no need to be going into things from the past. I think that's so disappointing to hear, and absolutely, you should be walking out. There's no way in such a welcoming country that there's any need to be doing things like that. There are so many great Irish songs that they could be singing, and they are singing. They have been every time that I've been to a pub anywhere here in Dublin. They're always singing so many great Irish songs, but there's absolutely no need to be dredging up things from the past and bringing up things which are frankly all behind us and not a good part of anybody's history.
Okay, Katie's no, hang on, let me go to Martin first.
No, wait,
Katie,
hang on, in
Katie's
fairness, I would be embarrassed as well and ashamed if my people did that to someone else, and I wouldn't want it being brought
up. So Will doesn't sound embarrassed or ashamed.
I'd say it's probably a little bit of shame. Oh, let's not drag it up. Like, who wants to hear that they're, you know, that their ancestors and the people who they're, you know, who were in the country before were murdering.
So Will lives in Ireland. He's been living in Ireland.
Okay, but he's obviously English. That his people that were murdering scumbags. Like, I mean, who wants to be reminded of that? So I can understand why Will wouldn't. But Will, we're proud of our history. You know what I mean? We're not happy with what happened, but the Irish people as a nation are, I think, incredible. I think we're an incredible nation, and I think we're not going to dilute our history because you're embarrassed by yours.
Okay, what do you make, Martin, of Will's message there?
I think Will is an old harmless cast. That's what I think Will is.
He's what?
The harmless cast.
Well, he just said...
What? What? What's that mean?
He's a harmless cast.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But he said he thinks we're past that now. It's 2025, we need to move on.
Oh, but sure, we are moving on, like... We are moving on, but listen, you can still remember, like, you can still... Do you know what I mean? You remember your history. Like, we learnt our history in school. Do you know what I mean? But I guarantee you, Will wasn't told what his country done to our country. He wasn't told nothing about that.
Well, I'm sure he knows. He's living in Ireland 15.
It sounded like he'd secondhand guilt and embarrassment about it, to be honest, in his message.
I think you're looking...
I wouldn't like to think that my people were responsible for doing what they did.
But see, there you have Ross straight away. And Ross, you sent in the message, but you wouldn't say that to his face if you're in the same room. And I'm sure you wouldn't, Ross. And I'm sure if you were standing in Old Trafford watching a Man United game, you wouldn't turn around to all the United fans and say, fuck off, you Brit. Ross says, fuck off, you Brit. There's plenty of need for it. We won't forget our history. Like, when you have someone starting up with fuck off, you Brit, like...
Well, it's a fair point. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off, you Brit. That's where we're at. Lorraine, what do you want to say on this?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What do you think?
Jeremy, here's a question for you. Who got in the biggest crowd in Electric Picnic the past 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
The Wolf Tones.
Yeah.
Who sold out the Tree Arena 3 nights in a row? The Wolf Tones.
Yeah, but that's the gigs are in Ireland. If you held that gig in Wembley now,
because they know their audience, these are three men in their 80s.
They're not going touring England, and they're not going touring all these places. He's in Ireland 2 a week and a half before Paddy's Day. What do you think he was going to hear?
Well,
yeah, Paddy's Day shouldn't be fun.
But he obviously will stay out of it. Well, yeah, the point of the matter is, when you go to a Wolf Tones gig or whatever, you know what you're getting. He went into a pub with his girlfriend Becky for a night out, and next minute he has anti-English songs being shouted at him.
It's our history. It's our past. What does he want us to do? Forget about it? Oh, sorry, sweep it under the rug. Say sorry. Let's not play our songs, for no one has the land of poets and singers and storytellers. That's our song.
So again, you think it'd be okay for me going back to this wedding to play rebel music at a wedding where an Irish woman was married? Say Becky's wedding, if she does decide to get married to Andy, and I'm asked to do DJ, should I play Come Out Your Black and Tans at Becky?
If she asks you to play it, you play it at her wedding, but you play it to your audience. If she doesn't want rebel songs, she obviously doesn't. Her and her boyfriend are offended by them.
But they're only
songs.
Imagine, whatever about her boyfriend being offended. Imagine an Irish woman actually being offended.
I know, yeah.
That's just sickening. Maybe Becky should move to Luton Whistle.
Here's one for you, Jeremy. My daughter's learning Sean South on the tin whistle in school at the moment, and she's 8. Should she not learn it?
No, of course she should, and she can play it in her own house, or she can play whatever she wants, but she wouldn't play it in front of a group of English people. That is the point.
So the guy that was singing rebel songs in the pub the other day should not sing them because there's one English fella sitting in that pub offended. Is that what you're saying, Jeremy? Because he was probably playing to the rest of the pub who were all singing along, all having great crack, because one person got offended.
Yeah, but it's these type of things that can cause rows in pubs and that can stoke up, you know, anger from a lot of people. The point is that as a paying customer in the pub, he was offended to the point that he left and he was...
But then get up and leave. If you're offended by the songs, you don't have to sit and listen to them. You can quietly get up and leave.
It's like you hear all these
morons.
You're
in Ireland, pal.
It's like you hear all these morons who are like...
2 weeks before St. Patrick's Day.
There was some guy, I think it was an English comedian, Banal, he came out after the Electric Picnic thing, but probably sour grapes to hear, you know, a rebel songs doing so well and being so popular. But he came out, I can't remember his name, and he was basically saying that all these songs should be banned. You know, that they should be left in the past and they shouldn't be brought back up. Like, I am so sorry, but, like, seriously, go yourself. Like,
exactly.
Take a run and jump. But it's always English people saying it should be banned, and I genuinely believe it comes from embarrassment and shame in the history that it's... Yeah,
exactly.
There it is there. Is that it?
Well, I know where Joe Duffy had a big issue with
ban
with the Wolfstone songs.
He's a ban on the Wolfstone songs. RTE have a ban on the Wolfstone songs. Sorry,
which
RTE,
is wrong.
Which is very wrong.
But
it's wrong. Like it's our history. What does it want? Like do people want us to forget our history? Forget what
Who's asking you to forget history? Who's actually asking you to forget? This is not about this. This is about a public bar. And as I said, he was just one English person on his own. Supposing that pub was half filled with English people. We have tens of thousands of English people who live and work in Dublin. Supposing that pub was half full of English people, would it have been acceptable then?
Yeah, we're in Ireland. You're in a pub in Ireland. I'm sure that live music was advertised outside the pub to say they were going to be playing rebel songs. But they don't just go walk into a pub and there's rebel music playing.
Robert Mitten there on Facebook over 100 years ago. Don't forget your history, but move on. Well, sorry, we shouldn't have to move on.
Well, is that what you're saying, Robbie, to Lorraine? She needs to, because Lorraine, you said, and you're a proud Republican, I've no problem with that at all, Lorraine. Does Lorraine need to move on, stop living in the past, Robbie?
Right, okay, sorry, move on, sorry, the wrong choice of words. But this, you know, people that are bringing up shit from 100 years ago, it doesn't still happen. You know, people don't, well, you know, if you
Robbie, sorry, no, I'm going to stop you there. They still have six of our counties. They still have six of our counties.
Katie, you clearly haven't looked into it. Do you want those six counties back?
I would like them back, yeah, if it could be done in a way that's feasible financially. Yeah, if it could be done in a way that I would love to see a united Ireland in my time, yeah.
Yeah, and I would too, but I mean, realistically, at the moment, it's not going to happen. We don't want it to happen.
I think you're wrong. I think if it went to the polls tomorrow, I think the majority of people would vote for, down here anyway, would vote for United Ireland.
Hey, listen, hold on. The election back in November proved that the voting people in Ireland are idiots.
I think you'd be very surprised if the vote went out on a United Ireland.
Oh, no, I have no doubt it would come back as a United Ireland. I'd probably vote for United Ireland myself. But it won't, but I mean...
But it's not, what I'm saying is, Robbie, it's not, as long as...
Be happy with it if the tax went up to cover, you know...
As long as the king owns six counties that are on the island of Ireland, it is not in the past.
But so we should make... Well, what...
It's not a different topic. It's not in the past because they still own six counties.
What has that got to do with Andy from Luton, who's like 31... coming over to see
as I said, if Andy was offended by the music that was played in the pub, all Andy had to do was stand up and leave. That was it.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
But you're at the same time in the same breath, Robbie, then you're
being
also saying
in
that...
in a pub in Ireland. There was rebel music being played in a pub in Ireland. Oh, the fucking horror.
I've left pubs where the music was, you know, not to my taste. Does that mean I was offended by it?
Only you can answer. No, but like, my point of this is, he's in Ireland. He's listening. It's part of our history. It's part of our past. They are the songs we all listen to.
So, Robbie, you're saying there. You're saying there. Sorry, Robbie.
And also, he's 31. Did he not know this music existed?
Robbie, you're saying there to a certain extent that the history should be forgotten about. It's time to move forward.
No. I never.
Okay, sorry, not the history. Sorry, but basically, it's time to move forward and stop looking back on it as you know the way we are.
Well, what if you heard a Jewish person say to you that they would never go to Germany? Because of the Holocaust, would you respect that decision
every year up north? So Catholics have to come down. Catholics have to come down to the Republic because they don't feel safe up there because they're burning the tricolour. They're sticking up photographs of our. But I'm not saying our politicians are great, but it's what it represents. We're not doing it down here. They're doing it up there. So it's not in the past.
So you think we should do it down here then?
I'm not saying we should. No, I think they behave like animals. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't spit on a loyalist, to be honest with you.
So you're okay with moving on then?
Sorry?
You are okay with moving on then?
I'm okay with moving on. Oh, I don't agree with burning flags and stuff like that.
No,
you can feel your feels.
You have to pick out where you are. You either want to move on, by all means remember the history. We never wanted to repeat it.
While loyalist scumbags are up there burning the tricolour and
that's exactly what they are. But it happens
both ways, by the way.
Sorry, no, there's nobody down here burning the Union Jack and bonfires.
No, I'm saying up north it does. Up north it does, lads.
Not to the same extent.
Well, it does.
Not to the same extent.
No, it doesn't, Jeremy.
These are barbarians, Neanderthals who have not.
Sorry, as Angela says. Angela just said there, Jesus, they burned the Union Jack too.
Not to the same extent.
They do. Oh, well, then you have your head in the clouds. It happens on both sides up there. There's as much hatred.
Well, I can tell you now. Go
you won't
the,
look at the stories about burning Union Jack, but you will find
wall,
stories about,
I'll tell anybody. Go up to that wall in Belfast, and all I'll tell you now is you'll see yourself when you stand there. The Catholic side has the cages over the back gardens to stop things being thrown in there to defend themselves.
And
you go over the other side, there's debris and there's hate put on the wall on the Shankill Road side. It's all hate and
what
debris.
What has this got to do with Andy going to a pub? I don't get it, lads.
Because it's not in the past. It's not in the past.
Only because you don't want it to be
in
the past.
Is that everywhere in... Is that happening in England as well?
Sorry?
This is a small group of people, like, you know, looking to, you know, to be against the English, and more power to them. You know, they want to be part of United Ireland. I consider people in Northern Ireland to be Irish. We are Irish.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anybody who answers to the king, and there's people up there who'd punch you for saying they're Irish.
Katie, Charles didn't do any of the stuff that we hate him for.
Never mind, Charles. We're talking about Andy here. Andy, who literally came over, let's get focused here. Andy, who came over to see Becky, his Irish girlfriend, and thought that Ireland had passed all this, went to a pub with Becky and heard anti-English songs. This is about Andy. It's not about the loyalists up north. It's not about the Republicans up north. It's not about King Charles. It's not about Camilla. It's not about any of those people. It's about Andy, okay? Who did not or does not occupy.
I'm sorry that Andy is so embarrassed by his history.
And as well, if you talk to most English people, yeah, don't know anything about what goes on up north. They don't know. They don't care. They don't care about the six counties. They don't care about republicanism.
Sorry, who doesn't care about six counties?
English people. Most English people don't get involved in any of that. They're completely distracted. They couldn't give a shite about the north. So why are we getting worked up over it? Don't go away.
So give us back.
Who? Andy?
Give us back to six counties.
So, Rebecca, the next time you're talking to Andy, I don't know, he has gone home to Luton.
I think there will be, in the next 15 years, there will be a United Ireland.
Okay.
There will be, you know, I can tell you now.
Hang on there, Mary Lou, hang on.
No.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, let's, my God, we need to calm down. Everybody needs to calm down. We're talking about Becky and the situation she found herself in a pub last weekend. Where they were playing rebel songs, and her boyfriend Andy, who's from Luton, got very upset by it. You heard from Will a few moments ago as well, who is from England, living in Ireland, and he says, and let me just find the end part of what he said again about English songs or anti-English songs having no place. Let me just hear. Hang on a second.
Been every time that I've been to a pub anywhere here in Dublin, they're always singing so many great Irish songs, but there's absolutely no need to be
bringing
up things from the past and bringing up things which are frankly all behind us and not a good part of anybody's history.
They're all behind us and they should be kept behind. That is coming from an...
Oh my God. It's like a bully picking on someone, you know, and then the bully saying and the bully's family saying, oh, get over it now. Don't talk about it anymore. Don't talk about it. Sorry, piss off.
Here's
we'll
Robbie.
Talk about what we
different
want.
Robbie. You say there, the other Robbie.
Oh, yes, lads. No, this is ridiculous, really, isn't it? Like, if you can't sing a song, I mean, what's the point? Every song, there's a problem with it now. You can't even sing Fairy Tale of New York without being changed to suit everybody. Everybody just needs to fucking relax. I mean, we can sing what we want, when we want. We're not upsetting anyone. It's our songs. It's our culture. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. Do you know what I mean? You gave us a reason to make those songs, unfortunately.
Yes, they did. But not him. Not Andy didn't. You know what I mean? We're talking 700 years ago. And again, the Fairy Tale of New York thing, I don't believe anybody is offended by that. Maybe one or two. A small minority of people are offended by that song. You probably get offended by everything. So I don't think the suggestion that so many people got offended by Fairy Tale in New York is absolute bullshit. So let me go. Sorry, Ross, why are we getting worked up over it, Jeremy? Because they still occupy the fucking land. Do you not get it? Again, Ross, I do get it, but I'm going to take you back to Andy does not occupy the six counties. Talk to any English person. I have so many English friends. They don't know anything about the North. They don't care about the North. They're so much. Most of them haven't even been to the North. They don't care. So, like, this.
I cannot believe that you're actually trying to see things from Andy's point of view.
But that's what people do. They try and see things from another person's point of view. Well,
until their point of view is completely ridiculous.
No, who's that? Sorry.
Unjustifiable. Sorry, Jay.
Jay, what do you want to say on this?
Ah, Jeremy, are you for real, pal?
Well, what if I said that's wrong?
Are you for fucking real?
What if I said
you get your ass off. You get your skinny little white Irish ass off with England there, right?
Yeah.
Right, try and walk in. Try and walk into a pub, okay, and open your mouth and see how they treat you, see how they act, see how they, how suspicious they are. You wouldn't put an Irish football jersey in there, okay?
There's no
anti-Irish songs out there because we did not go around the globe slaughtering innocent people, robbing their fucking country, robbing their resources. Okay, if you really, really want people over here to feel sorry for an Englishman who got a bit offended by a song, Jeremy, when I don't like your songs on the radio, guess what we do? We turn them off. We go to the next channel.
Yeah, but that's not as easy when you're sitting in a pub.
When I was up in Belfast.
Yeah, there is. You go to the next pub. You go to the next pub. I walked into loads of pubs and I didn't like what the music. I didn't like the clientele. Guess what I done? I walked to the very next pub. Where I was comfortable.
Do you know what I found really interesting when I was up in Belfast and I did the Black Taxi tour? When we were standing on the, you know, the Protestant side, they said to me before we got out of the taxi, I was with my sister, and they said, don't have anything on show that shows you're Irish, right? Now, this person who did the tour was amazing, but he was like, I can't tell you which side of the, I'm on Catholic or what I am. He said, now he was talking about his son playing
hurling.
He was talking to me about his son playing hurling. So, you know, I obviously knew what side he was on, playing gas, so I knew. But so he said it without saying it. But when we were on the other side, on the Falls Road side, I said to him, do you have to tell the English people the same when they're standing on Falls Road side? Do you have to tell them to cover up their heritage or what might allude to their heritage? And he said, no, I don't. So what does that tell you? Where's the hate?
Jeremy, they are not taught history in England, okay? Most people in England think everybody in Ireland was born in Ireland. They don't differentiate between Protestant and Catholic, the English don't. If a Protestant man goes over to England and he says, where are you from? And he says, Belfast. Oh, you're Irish. They don't go, you're Northern Ireland, part of the UK, part of Great Britain. They don't ask, are you Great British or are you Protestant or Catholic? They just class them all as Irish, okay? They're not taught the history in England. And that's a well-known fact. They are not taught what they went around the world and done. Why? Because as Katie said, now they are embarrassed.
Yeah, it's the shame.
So you don't come on Irish fucking podcast, Jeremy, and slating your own fucking people.
Who's slating? Hang on a second. Who's slating? The people who put you there,
it's 2025, can we not forgive and forget? No, we still own six counties up there. Mm-hmm. Give them back and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. And as for the Bradys up there that don't like it, guess what? Scotland's just across the way where you all came from when you were planted in this country to wipe the Irish Catholic person out. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the old saying, Katie?
Yeah.
The Hell of Connacht. Mm-hmm. The Hell of Connacht by Cromwell. 600,000 Irish people were ripped out of this country and sent as slaves all around the world.
Yep.
There's no fucking... Oh, have you heard Donald Trump wants to do as an Irish month?
Calm down. There's not by Andy. Andy didn't ship anybody off.
Well, Andy shouldn't be over here telling us to stop playing our fucking songs.
I wouldn't go over there and tell him not to
stop bowing to his king.
Yeah.
Like, these are Englishmen that get on their knees and bow to a man who said God put them there.
Here, listen, do you know what's even worse than that? Irish people who go and join the British Army.
Oh, that's... We did a podcast.
We started on that.
A lot of hate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we did. We did a podcast on...
We have a rule in my house for my daughters. No English.
Really?
Oh yeah, well you asked
so
my
can, no, my, no, that's
my
another.
Five daughters,
that's
my
another.
My five
level.
Daughters being told they will not bring an Englishman into my house.
That's another level, though. You can have English people.
I'm sorry,
who
did you hear that, Robbie? Isn't that pathetic? Isn't that the most pathetic thing you've ever heard?
Then you get Andy.
No, I was agreeing with you. I didn't agree with the level of vitriol I was behind it, but I agree with him and saying like,
Then his daughter did date an Englishman.
That's ridiculous.
Let me get. I haven't got to that point yet.
Yeah, but you better get to it because I can't believe that.
No, I don't agree with that. I mean, if his kids are over 18, they can pretty much do whatever the fuck they want. He doesn't have to like it. But I agree with what he said about the guy from over Luton. If he doesn't like it, leave. If he doesn't, if he wants to voice his opinion on it, let him voice. No one cares. But I mean, like, I just don't understand the level of hate towards the English. And people go to England all the time.
Martin McGuinness on the other line. But sorry, even Martin McGuinness wouldn't have said shit like that, Jay.
He's a sellout. McGuinness, you ask Ryan what I done to McGuinness. You ask Myler Ryan who chased Martin McGuinness up fucking O'Connell Street 1 year when after he sold out for their pension.
Yeah.
Him and that Adam fella.
Yeah.
They were all told you
it was for pension.
They were getting too old.
So you want to go back to Bombins? You want to go back to Bombins?
No, Jesus, no, I want them out and we can go back to living the beautiful little island that we always had.
So what did you say to your daughters about Englishmen? Jesus.
Oh yeah, no, I don't. No, they're not spinning in Ghana. Elaine will tell you that.
That you're
no,
not.
We'll be spinning, no, 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 no. Because you want to know why? The whingy, windy little shites like Andy there that'll be getting on to you and saying, "Oh, I feel so upset."
He's allowed to be upset. People are allowed to be upset about things.
Fuck him. Yeah, so are we. We're allowed to tell him to fuck off back to England. Sorry, Jeremy.
Sorry, yes, Robbie. Yeah.
I'm not actually annoyed with Andy. I'm more annoyed that he's his girlfriend contacted the podcast to raise this issue. She sounds just as much of a Karen as he is.
Okay, she is a bit of a Karen, Robbie. I wouldn't disagree with you. But having said that, when you see your boyfriend upset, and again, I'd like to put the shoe in the other foot. If we were in a bar on holidays and someone start doing anti-Irish shit, or you saw someone burning the tricolour, we would get upset as well. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Would you care? Because you're the most unpatriotic person I've ever met in my life. Don't say you're a patriot. Don't even.
Well, I'm not going to tell my daughters they can't bring home. And suppose if they went over to England to work, Jay, when they're old enough.
Well, they'd be staying over there, wouldn't they?
So sorry, they're not allowed to go.
Nah, my girls, thank God, my girls, my two eldest daughters have got beautiful Irish lads. Beautiful country Irish lads.
There's lots of nice English lads.
With a backbone. But about us, not when you go away. They're all slithery little slimy bastards with their Union Jacks and their bulldog avatars and rule Britannia rule the waves. Britain will never ever be slaves, but we'll go around the world and slave everybody else. So fuck off.
Most young English people wouldn't even know that song. So out of a population.
Oh, they do, Jeremy, son. You get your ass over to a fucking football match, go to a Celtic and Rangers game, and when you see the anti-Irish shite being blasted out there, and it's the same with the when you go when so the Celtic so okay? They're all at it.
Out of a population of 56 million,
It's actually 68 million now in the UK.
Well, no, I was talking about England. You're talking about the whole UK. Let's just.
I don't like you. Yeah, but it's all the one, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not. Scottish people wouldn't say that.
Yes, it is.
Well, no. No, it's not.
No, they won't. They had a chance. They had a chance for a referendum for devolution, and guess what? So, they chose to stick with the Brits.
Are your daughters allowed...
They had their say.
Are your daughters allowed date Scottish or Welsh? Or?
Yeah, I love the Scots. Love the Scots and I love the Welsh. At least they bastards with us.
Jay, you have a lot of anger. You really have a lot of anger in you.
The biggest smile on my face, yeah. Listen, I'll do something for Andy and Becky, right? I'm shipping a load of shite back to England tonight. If you want to jump in the back of the trailer, I'll get them a free ride back to the homeland.
Sir, you do business with England? Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, without the fuckers over there because of what they've done to us, we'd all starve. 70% of all our food products and everything we get comes in through Holyhead.
But how can someone like you, who won't let your daughters near an Englishman, do business and trade? Mm. You do trade with the English.
I don't. I drive a truck. I do trade with the man who employs me. I couldn't even show you where the stuff comes from. I take stuff in from South Africa. The only place I won't deliver for at the moment is Israel. I'm refusing to touch any products that's coming out of that park until that shit stops. That's it. That's just us as a personal thing. But our stuff from this country comes from all over the world. If we stop, we'd starve. Trust me. We make nothing anymore in this country. We've given it all away.
Stay there for a second, please, Jay. Katie, this is for you. Katie spews hatred just as much as the people she complains about, says Barbara. How would you like to respond to that?
Well, people who burn the tricolour, you know, on bonfires and pictures of our politicians and fake Garda cars and everything. Yeah, I do have a lot of hate towards those people.
Okay, here's Amanda.
Hey, guys. Amanda here. I can't believe what I'm hearing. Like, you can't go to it. Like, forget that it's Ireland and England for a minute. Like, if you go to another person's country, if you go to any other country on the world, you have to have some audacity about you to walk in there and say, I'm offended by your culture in your country, in your local bar. Like, what? Like, it's not okay to do. And you can throw in all the sectarianism and all the hatred you want. At the end of the day, you need to take it back to plain and simple facts of you can't go into somebody else's country and demand that their culture is offensive to you. Like, what? A song? A song's offensive? Like, come on.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jess, what do you want to say about this?
Do you know what's more offensive than a song? Colonisation for 700, 800 years.
Yeah, that is offensive.
That's all I have to say. So, if he wants to get his little boxers in a twist, hop back on the Ryanair flight then if you don't like it, or go up to the north, go to a Protestant place up in Belfast.
Well, he did hop back on the flight after the weekend. He doesn't live here. He lives in the UK. The point... What was he expecting? Well, he wasn't expecting what he got. Let's put it that way. He wasn't expecting that.
He came to Ireland, he went to Dublin, he went to a pub and he wasn't expecting to hear Irish songs.
Well, I would imagine a lot of English people aren't even aware of those Rebel songs unless they've ever come to Ireland. A lot of English people wouldn't know what those songs are.
So what, like, is any performer in a pub now meant to say, is there any English people in here so I can change my entire set to protect your little feelings because of what yous did?
But again, they wouldn't play them in front of a crowd full of English people. It was only one English person.
Yeah, look, and he's getting his boxes in a twist.
So he has no right to be offended. So people have no right to be offended anymore.
To quote Dairy Girls, if his crowd stopped invading us for 5 fucking minutes, we wouldn't have all these songs. We wouldn't have all this crap.
So who's invading us now?
No one, but you know what I'm trying to say? If the English hadn't done what they've done for years, we wouldn't have all these songs. We wouldn't have all this crap.
But the point is,
before the troubles, like, this goes back as far as the famine, you know?
Oh, jeez, we're going back to the famine now.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the famine. Their brutality, when they genocide, when they took food from Ireland for their own and let Irish people starve. Yeah. Horrific, horrible death.
Yeah, but starvation is a horrible death.
Genocide.
Yeah. Oh, genocide, yeah.
It wasn't a famine. There was food.
So you weren't around for
it.
It doesn't matter.
This is how far back it goes. There was food. And sorry, Jeremy, this is your ancestors. It might be a long time ago, but these were your ancestors as well.
Well, no, if my ancestors were killed, I wouldn't exist. By the very nature of what an ancestor is.
Oh, I'm sure some survived.
Don't say stupid
Jeremy,
things.
I'm sure.
Sorry, if all your ancestors were killed, you wouldn't be alive now.
There was no
now.
Food in Ireland during the famine. There was food. The
why
food was
in God's
taken.
Holy...
You're so patronising.
Yeah,
no, it's
asshole.
Not. I'm just wondering
he's
why in God's
asshole.
Holy name are we talking about the famine?
Because
like, literally, we're still talking about the famine.
Because all these anti-English songs all take all these things into
because
account.
It's
because
of
what was done in our history.
Yes, it's part of our history. But how many people... that were
but you're,
it was
you're like,
genocide.
But you're like
it was
Becky,
genocide.
Jeremy, you're like Becky, and you're there trying to say that the past is past. But guess what? That doesn't mean we need to forget all about it and act like it never happened. But that's why we have the Rebel songs, to tell people what happened.
But who has said that we need to forget about the past? Who said that? Nobody.
You have said that before.
No, just said
I'm pretty sure last time we talked about British and Ireland, you said something along the lines of, well, it's called history for a reason. It's in the past.
No,
that
but
directs you towards it.
No, what I said
it wasn't
what,
that long ago. It was about 2 weeks ago.
Sorry, was the famine 2 weeks ago though? When did the famine happen?
He's brought up something to do with British and Ireland. And you had the exact same attitude of it's history, it's in the past, blah blah blah. And I'm pretty sure Katie was on it as well, and she was dead right in saying what she said last one. She's just repeating herself now like a parrot,
Adrian.
And you're not
getting
it.
I think that was Adrian actually.
Oh, it was one of them.
Yeah.
The point is, Jess, you weren't around when the famine was here, okay?
So I need to have been around. Is that what you're saying? I need to have been around nearly 800 years ago.
No, we should never forget our
but
country.
But you're saying it was
but
so long ago. Why are you still going on about it? But what happened? Go and watch a few documentaries, watch a movie, read a book.
Oh, Katie,
one of the most romantic songs in the world, Grace, is a Rebel song.
It's a lovely song, yeah.
It is, yeah. Shouldn't we stop playing it just because little, I don't know what his name is. I don't know. Give me a British name, Henry, because little Henry's on the crowd.
Well, Henry's actually messaging me now. He said, Katie, name the six counties. Like, seriously, is that what that's everyone's comeback when anybody says anything? Name the six counties.
Well, go on.
Derry, Down, Antrim, Fermanagh, Tyrone, and Armagh.
Google's a great thing. Katie, watch.
Google, I'm just not a fucking idiot.
Katie watched Michael Collins with Liam Neeson a few weeks ago and she thinks she's Mary Lou McDonald all of a sudden. Lola!
Sorry, Jeremy, yeah. What have you done? What tours have you done around Ireland?
So you have to do a tour to
no,
be
but
Republican
even what,
now.
Have you ever
patriot.
Even tried to embrace your history? Have you ever tried to embrace Irish history? Have you done Comanium Jail? Honestly.
Yeah, why is that a rule that you have to?
No, I'm just wondering.
I didn't know. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
But is there a rule on that? Do you have to?
But you're saying that I think I'm this, that and the other because I watched the movie. No, I've actually gone around to different things. I've done the different tours. I've done like Comanium Jail, Crumlin Road Jail.
Well done. So did I, yeah.
The Glasnevin Cemetery. I've gone and done it. And all these things are given in an unbiased way. You're getting middle... Sorry, in a biased way.
Okay, I'm going to ring.
Go and do it and cast your own.
I'm going to ring Jerry Adams. I'm going to ring Jerry Adams in time to send you a badge.
You're such a prat.
Lola, what do you want to say on this? Because we're running out of time rapidly.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Oh, yeah, great.
good. How are you guys? Look, I think the past is in the past, unfortunately. So many countries have gone through this type of stuff. I don't think it's, if you don't want to go to somewhere which is a rebel bar, don't bother going.
Sorry, Lodi, for cutting across you. Let's be very clear. From the understanding I get from Becky, this was not a traditional Irish bar like Johnny Fox's, where you might hear that thing. It was just a bar doing well. In fact, I know.
But then don't go. If it's going to offend you. Like, it's your own choice. You can go to nicer places. And unfortunately, like, you know, this is what's happened in the past. We can't change the past. And Ireland actually doesn't even want to take the facts anymore because we can't probably afford it.
Sorry, I have to ask Jeremy a question. Jeremy, you said the famine was so long ago. Sorry, no, the famine was so long ago. And get over it, yeah?
I didn't. Nobody said get over it.
Well, you said the famine was long ago. Why,
I said, why are we still bringing it up? I said, never forget your history. But
okay.
Stop using the famine as the
argument. It's history. It's like Germany. Move on.
Would you tell a Jew to forget the Holocaust?
Yeah, but we don't forget it.
About the Holocaust.
But we move on.
Well, we move on when we get our six counties back, Lola.
Well, what are you going to do? Sit in the past and sit in the gas chamber?
The past. Ireland is never going to be able to move forward completely while
Ireland, if you are
still under British
Ireland
rule,
Ireland is not under British rule.
There are six counties who are.
But do you know what? If they wanted it back, they would be taking it back. Unfortunately, we're in a situation where it is what it is.
Sorry, what's Casey? Like, by the way, what's Casey talking for? Someone who knows so much about the North, it's under British rule. Have you never been to Stormont?
No, what I'm saying is that
you've planned to visit all these places. Have you visited Stormont?
No, I haven't had a chance yet.
Oh no.
But I haven't visited everywhere, Jeremy. I haven't been had a chance
so
yet.
So Northern Ireland is ruled by Westminster, is that what you're saying?
No, six counties are English. They all, and most of the people in these, well, not anymore, but would consider
but
themselves
British. There's a lot of places
British.
That are English now as well. Like,
sorry,
you
go
know,
to Belfast
it's real on Irish soil,
an hour and a half up the road, and you see
she won't
Union
to
Jacks
you.
Hanging out of the pubs.
Yeah, Lola, she's not going to listen to you, so you're screaming into
no,
an echo chamber.
Because
here,
I believe there
Lola.
Will be, I think there will be a United Ireland.
So Lola, let me ask you, okay, that's a conversation.
And I'll sit here in 15 years' time when the podcast is still going, I'll say, you know what, I told you so.
And she'll be still mentioning the famine. Let me ask you one final question, Lola, and that question is, are rebel songs now outdated?
No, I think they should be allowed, absolutely, but if you want to go to a pub that has them in, go for it, but you have also all other options. If it's going to offend someone, go to somewhere different.
And I think that is the problem, is that the pub they went to, and I know the pub very well, it's not what you would consider a typically Irish pub, as in it doesn't do trad music. It just happened to have two lads singing that night, and they started singing rebel songs. I would imagine, I'm after seeing a message here on Facebook, and I wonder how true this is, from someone whose family member is a member of a band, a touring band that goes around Ireland, and said that a lot of hotels and bars tell them to have a no rebel song rule. So why would that be?
That's their own decision. You shouldn't walk in. Like, if it's going to offend you, don't go.
Yeah, but supposing that band are playing in a hotel, and there's a lot of English people staying in the hotel that weekend, you may not come back if the musical being played that night.
It's probably because hotels have such an international clientele. Yeah. That's probably why.
So they have to
play to their crowd. But an Irish bar is playing to its crowd. If somebody goes to an Irish bar because they want the Irish experience.
Anyway, you can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll talk to you on the next one.